Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. Welcome to this week's Q&A episode. The first question is, how many gym sessions should I do in season? The number of gym sessions you should do each week will largely depend on the training load you're under with your team, as well as what requirements you have in terms of gym work based on your goals. For example, someone at the extreme of training 4 to 5 times per week with a team, say they're a dual player, GA and hurling, for example, might only be able to, from a scheduling and recovery point of view, get in 1 to 2 gym sessions per week. On the other hand, someone playing at a lower level and only training 1, 2, 3 times a week with their club and who has the goal of gaining muscle might be able to and require getting in 3 to 4 gym sessions per week. For most of the lads that I work with, the sweet spot for them tends to be 2 to 3 gym sessions per week in season. Second question, I'm looking to start getting into running. Is there anything I should avoid? A mistake most people make when they start getting into running is going out and running as fast as they can for as long as they can. Instead, what I'd recommend doing is keeping your long runs slow and keeping your fast runs short. That way you can get the best of both worlds, speed and endurance, without one taking away from the other. Getting a decent pair of running shoes can also help a lot, and starting off with less than you think you should be doing will also help avoid common issues such as muscular injuries, shin splints, excessive soreness, falling off the program, etc. And finally, having a goal of running a certain distance or time at a specific date can massively help with motivation to keep. Third question, is there any value to visualization for athletes? Visualization can definitely be a great tool for athletes when it's done right. It's not a case of the law of attraction type stuff where you imagine yourself lifting the championship trophy every day and all of a sudden it happens on the championship final day. Instead, it's more about putting yourself into the specific performance situations mentally and running through the processes that you'll be carrying out within that sport and context. For example, a GA player might imagine themselves in a free kick situation, going through their usual setup and process repeatedly, thereby ingraining it and allowing it to become more natural and happen naturally when it comes to game day itself. Or the same could be the case for practicing tackling situations, running for kickouts, etc. Think of it as a way of allowing you to practice the psychological element of a skill or other performance process without incurring extra physical fatigue. Someone has asked, is it okay for them to have a white Monster energy drink each day? I presume this person is asking from a safety point of view more than anything. And with that context, basically you have to ask yourself, is it safe to have a sugar-free drink each day? And is it safe to have, say, 160 milligrams of caffeine each day? In both cases, the answer is probably yes. But on the caffeine side of things, I'd recommend taking the usual considerations into account with caffeine around the effects on sleep, anxiety, caffeine tolerance, etc. Next question is, do you recommend tracking your sleep through a watch, for example? If tracking your sleep gives you a level of accountability that means you end up sleeping better and for more appropriate times, then I'd recommend tracking it. However, I sometimes see that it can cause a bit of a nocebo effect. That is the flip side of the placebo effect. That is, you see a bad sleep score and then you presume you're going to feel lethargic and run down in everyday life and training, and as a result, you do. If you find this the case for you, then it might be better to simply not track your sleep while still aiming to partake in good sleep practices. Next question is, what is the best time to take creatine? The effectiveness of creatine is not dependent on the time in which you take it, as it builds up in the body over a period of days, weeks and months, meaning that its effects aren't seen acutely. So for that reason, I just recommend taking it at a time that you will remember to take it more. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.